Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown, AM 1400. We're translated over on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have three ladies from the Jamestown Regional Medical Center. We have Interim President and CEO Tricia Jungles, Foundation Director Lisa Jackson, and Marketing Manager Katie Ryan Anderson joining us. And Tricia, Lisa, and Katie, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you guys for joining us on Let's Talk About It. Very excited to get to talk about this today. It has been something that has been in the works for a long time. We've been hearing all about it. Cancer care in Jamestown at the Jamestown Regional Medical Center. And there's a big day coming up next week for the Cancer Center. But we should talk a little bit about kind of what it's taken to get to this point. There's a lot of reasons why we wanted to get a cancer care center in Jamestown, right? Mm-hmm. So, Trish, you want to kind of run us through it a little bit?
Yes. Yeah, so, Jamestown Regional Medical Center is dedicated to our community. Our vision is to be that best rural hospital in the country for patients to receive care, employees to work, and providers to practice. We currently serve a region that touches 9 counties. And those 9 counties make up about 7% of North Dakota's total population. So we feel it's our obligation and duty to bring cancer care to our community.
Wow, and we've been hearing about it a long time. That's been the whole campaign for the JRMC, and Lisa, being the foundation director, you've seen a lot of the inner workings of this and piecing it together, finding providers and everything. That's what the JRMC has been doing. But a big thing is raising the funds, and how has that been for you guys? It's been, I heard it's been going very well.
It is going very well. We're lucky. We have a community that supports our healthcare and a local hospital for not just Jamestown's needs, but as Tricia said, this is a region. Mm-hmm. We service Central North Dakota, and this is the biggest project that I've ever worked on for the pure fact that we get to build a cancer center.
Yeah.
We get to save people hundreds of thousands of miles that they experience right now when they have to travel, 90 plus miles one way for really simple chemotherapy treatments. And I use the word simple, not because I take light cancer care,
right,
but because people go in, it is less than 15 minutes. So you're driving an hour and a half, have a 15-minute treatment, and driving an hour and a half back. And that really shakes up your day and your months and your weeks, because you're missing work. Your family is without you. It's expensive. And so the journey to oncology has been a few years of community leaders saying, we want this to happen, making gifts, and now we're very close to that. Our landmark events coming up next week are going to cap off this campaign.
Yeah, I'm very excited. We're going to talk more about this event and everything going on with it. I would like to point out, though, the JRMC has been kind of like working that way, too. You guys provide infusions, I believe, right now, right?
We do. In our emergency department, we do have an outpatient series department where we are able to provide chemotherapy options to families. However, that's not enough. The few things that we're able to do, we have the support and the tools necessary to provide the best care in cancer care. And this center really opens up that opportunity for our medical community, but more importantly, our families.
Absolutely.
And our patients.
Yeah, definitely. And I want to point out, it comes again to the miles matter. That has been something that we've seen with everything JRMC and oncology center related. Miles matter when it comes to getting the best care possible. And really, the JRMC wants to help eliminate that. Katie, did you want to add anything to that?
Yeah, those miles do really matter. They matter because they're expensive, and they matter because they take us away from our families and from our children's soccer games and from church and Christmas programs. And I think it's important to note, Tricia talked about our 9-county region and how that's 7% of the population, but cancer hits this population really hard. It's the leading cause of death for individuals ages 45 to 84. And while we make up 7% of the population, we actually have 10% of the new cancer diagnoses here.
Wow.
In those 9 counties. So yes, those miles really matter, and they really matter to this area.
Perfect. Again, Tricia Jungles, Lisa Jackson, and Katie Ryan Anderson joining us right now, and let's talk about it. So let's highlight this event. It's called the JRMC Cancer Center Journey to Mile 256. And people should know that 256 is the exit usually off the interstate to get to the JRMC. It's a clever name, by the way. And we really want individuals to come out during this private event to check out where the oncology center is going to be, ask questions, find out more about the project. And this is coming up, it looks like, on Thursday, September 27th, right?
Yes. Yeah, we have a beautiful evening planned, and a lot of our community members are involved in this this event. So on Thursday, September 27th, in the actual Cancer Center shell space, we're going to hold a gala-type event that will include a dinner that's being catered by Sabir's and Emma Rosie, but it's also going to include really open and beautiful stories about people's journey to cancer care. And it's not going to be all sad. You know, we're going to have some tough moments, of course, but there are some beautiful stories of hope and survival and great care. And so we're excited to share those. The events, you know, we have a social at 5 and then our dinner and live acts will start at 6.
Okay.
And then as a follow-up to this that's open to the community on Sunday, September 30th, after church, 10:30, we'll be up in the shell space again until 1 p.m. People can come and go, grab some brunch, but they will also be able to hear some stories, ask questions about this this care, and then have a little brunch with us.
Yeah, so that gala then, you guys are still selling tickets for that. There's kind of a limited amount for that, right?
Yes. Max is 200 people. We're at, I believe, close to 180 now. Awesome. So we have very few tickets left. We want to make sure the seats are full. And then on Sunday, it's free will offering, and okay. There's no limit to who can attend. So
very good. So both of these events, again, that private debut is Thursday, September 27th. Brunch Out Cancer will be that Sunday, the 30th, from 10:30 to 1. That includes a light brunch, small tours, again, for free will donation. All of the money, of course, from that going on, again, to support the construction and finishing up the oncology center, right? Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Okay. Yep. Again, we have Trisha Jungles, Lisa Jackson, and Katie Ryan Anderson joining us on Let's Talk About It. So we want people to get to these events. We want to sell the rest of those tickets, get people to the gala, have people come out to the brunch on that Sunday. What are some ways they can get more information about the oncology center, about getting tickets for these events? What are some ways they can do that, Katie?
Sure. They can check us out online at www.jrmcnd.com anytime, or they can call the foundation at 701-952-4880.
Perfect. Lisa, Trisha, or Katie, anything else you guys want to add about the events or things happening at the JRMC?
We just want to thank the community. As always, like we've said before, we're at $1.2 million of our $1.5 million goal, and this is just one example of the many times the community has supported JRMC and the efforts to bring healthcare to this region.
Mm-hmm. Yes, this is Lisa. A big thank you to everybody that's involved, not only with cancer care, but with caring for the community, because JRMC and its staff, they're a top critical access hospital, not just for our town or our state, but for the country. And that's not possible without community support. They're the ones that are providing us the state-of-the-art technology, the tools and the resources that our team needs to do their best. Okay. So thank you.
It takes a community for something for the community and region. Trisha, Lisa, and Katie, thank you guys so much for joining us here on Let's Talk.
Thank you.
Thanks.